in shape up for it. Was a great day so far. It's always kind of the kickoff of the year, if you will. Head coaches and coaches go back to work on Monday. The kids still have a little bit of downtime, but it's an exciting time to get started. My wife is sick of us being at home, so it's time for coaches to go back and do what we do. It's an exciting time of the year.
Those past couple of years, Wisconsin has been the champion, has been the story here. How are you dealing with that in terms of expectations with kids so far?
Well, you know, expectations are expectations. Every year is a new year, it's a new season. There's been a ton of success at the University of Wisconsin. The kids in the program understand exactly where they're at, the direction that they're headed, what needs to happen for them to have an opportunity to have a quality season. We never talk about wins. Number of wins, we talk about being prepared to be playing at the highest level. So I think every program in the city has high expectations. Season, first to last, the program has great fans, great expectations, and we're so responsible.
What's been the biggest challenge to this point in taking over the lead?
Well, I think if you look back, number one, it has been very successful. Number two, there's been a lot of transition throughout the coaching. So the trust factor, when I sat down and identified what, in my own mind, was the most important thing, was we needed to get the trust of the players. And that trust level goes back and forth between the players and coaching, coaches and players. That's so important. We accomplished that. It's never perfect, but now you've got to build the trust again with 2025 new young players that came into the program that have really just been involved in the summer part without the coaches being there. So that would be number one. And there's a lot of other things that move on from there. It's trust. If you don't have trust within a program, or trust within a family, which is what we are, you have no chance of success.
So you have to convince guys that your way is as good as, you know, the way they did it before, or maybe even better.
Well, I don't think convincing is the right term. I think it's have a plan, show them what it is. It's backed up again. We have smart young men. University of Wisconsin, football players, student athletes, all the students, they're smart kids. So if you're a pretender, they're going to figure out real quick. So you formulate a plan, you present it to them, and then you back it up with time. And as you go through the winter condition, as you go through spring ball, as you go through your meetings, it's backed up by knowledge base, because they see themselves getting better, they see themselves moving in the right direction as an individual, as a team, and hopefully they see themselves growing socially, academically, and athletically as a person. If you get that, then you have a chance.
Identity be on offense, as Wisconsin has been running for so long, and all the other teams say it as well, that they're prepared to stop the run. How are you addressing it?
Well, number one, we have two tremendous running backs. James is here today. He's a top tier running back. I believe he's physical, he catches the ball well, he's powerful, he's smart, he's a good blocker, and he carries himself very well, and his teammates love to play for him. They all do it the same way as a young back. So we're going to run the football. The offensive line is big, strong, and powerful. Our numbers are thin. The guys are big, strong. And so we stay healthy there. Company with the four quality tight ends we have, we should be a very good running football team, which in turn will hopefully allow us to be able to get the ball down the field with some big plays to Jared. Whoever the other receivers are going to step up as they need to, the play action pass, and we get in those third down situations, which is the screen game, this ball down the field. Yeah, we want to throw the ball, yes, stretch the ball 53 yards this way, whatever is left over that way to get a touchdown. But it's going to start from there.
Who's going to be the quarterback?
I'm going to wait till about 10 minutes old. So who knows? One of three.
You have heard a lot about the Wisconsin offensive identity, so how much of an expectation is there for the fans to maintain that, tweak it.
Well, we want to tweak it, but we want to maintain it, and I believe that it's important to the fans, and it should be, because that's what this has success in, and that's what you can recruit in the area. There is big kids that are tough-minded, and take great pride in being an offensive lineman and defensive lineman in turn in the state of Wisconsin and in the other one. So, you know, it is important to be able to run the football, and that's a mindset. But everywhere I've been as a player and as a coach, it's how I've been there too. So it's not like I'm coming in here and we, you know, we throw the ball 60 times a game and, you know, run it 15 to 20 times. That's not the case. So if you look at our history as a coaching staff, if you look at the history of the University of Wisconsin and the culture of running football, I would say it matches up very well.
Is that the number one question you get from me as well? You do an offense?
No, starting quarterback and then that.
How's that competition going? Quarterback.
When you're in the summer, what type of
in regard to the players?
Yeah.
You know, tracking them. Number one, the most important thing in the players that have been in the program is tracking them academically, you know, tracking them socially, make sure we're making good decisions and continue to stay in contact. So the challenges if you're a coach on our staff is, you know, at least once a week, if you're out of town, I want a phone conversation with each player that's been in the program. The biggest challenge in the summer, when you're away from the offices or you're away from the kids, is the brand new kids that are in the program. 20 kids graduated from high school, junior colleges, where they're coming from, and they're into your program, and there they are. Now, they're going to get homesick. Okay? They're going to miss home. I don't care who they are. Okay? I just took a new job 2 months into it. I got homesick. I'm 49 years old. I wanted to see my dog. I've been fired up to see my dog. The kid's going to be just like that. And so you have to be able to be with them. Strength coaches do a great job. We have tremendous academic support. We have tremendous outside support. Our nutritionists are involved in the kids' lives. And that's the challenge in some cases. Make sure those kids don't hit a wall, and then all of a sudden don't succeed socially, academically, which in turn is going to not give them an opportunity to succeed at that.
Here you were obviously prepared for this, you know, job. But what, after 9 months, 8 months, has surprised you, if anything? Something that always surprises you.
Yeah. There's always... I would say the biggest surprise is the change in the recruiting. You know, the different levels of recruiting and how, easiest way for me to sum it up, the recruiting at this level, in the Big Ten, nationally, is just like recruiting at Utah State or back in the day when I was in Utah prior to them going into the Pac-12 in January. And it's like that 12 months ago. There's never a break, there's never a dull moment. Can't take a day off of recruiting because they're always going after, you know, your guys that you got to stay on top of. So I would say, I don't know if surprise is the right word, but the amount of time as a head coach that you have to manage the recruiting is extensive, to say the least.
How has that competition been going at the quarterback spot, and what are the factors that you're going to be looking for in terms of being able to determine who will be that guy for you that first game?
The number one most important thing is you know, who's going to lead the team and who gives us an opportunity to make plays. And when you look at a quarterback, Coach Ludwig and I have been through this before, not as me a head coach and him as a coordinator, but I've watched him work for years as a coordinator with very successful quarterbacks. And we want a quarterback that can win with his mind, win with his arm, and win with his legs. And in turn, that will force him into leadership situations, and does he take advantage of those leadership situations and those opportunities that present themselves, where, in other words, the offensive linemen look at him and they know it's 3rd and 7, and all I got to do as an offensive lineman is pick up this blitz, and our quarterback's going to do everything he can to get that first down. Does it always work out? No. But those are intangible things that I think take place during camp and are a big part of the decision on the starting quarterback.
Did you find yourself when you were by watching film of both Stave and Phillips, or was it something that you just kind of went in with a clean slate, with a clean mind, and just wanted to see what they did from spring on?
Really wanted to just see what they did from spring on. You know, and can I say I didn't watch any of them? No, that's not true. We did sit back and watch the tape and evaluate those young men, just like we did at every position, and I did the same. But you know, it's a different coaching style, it's a different coaching staff, it's a whole other 4 or 5 months, it's a different offense. So they walked in with a pretty clean slate, but we had an idea of what they had done the year before. Obviously, we competed against you know, Danny when he was still with us at that point, and had an opportunity to be in that setting and, you know, watch Joel through some other games.